On a lighter note, I suppose, who's that behind the plate? Who's that swinging for the bleachers in the World Series? Who is the face of baseball as a fun game? Come on, this is not a trivia question.
I guess the first thing I should do is thank everybody who made this day necessary.
Yogi Berra made every day he played the game of baseball a reminder that having fun was the necessary ingredient for what was once the undisputed national pastime. And he was good at the game, so very good. 19 years swinging the bat, he struck out only 414 times. That is an insane statistic, and it's just one of many. But Yogi was the opposite of a number. He was a face and a voice and a national mascot, chuckling in the era of the ultra-serious Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio, the tragic heroes like Mickey Mantle. And Yogi had something else, stage presence. The camera and the announcers loved him.
Here strikes ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three. A no-hitter. A perfect game for John Larson. Yogi Berra runs out there. He leaps on Larson, and he's swarmed by his teammates. Listen to this crowd roar.
That's right. Don Larson throws a perfect game in the World Series, but it's Yogi's hug we remember. As baseball and TV began a long relationship in the 50s, Yogi was a star, the working everyman image.
There's probably never been a Yankee that I can think of that probably was said more times to him, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. Who then turned around and did it.
Was he a warrior?
Oh, he was a warrior. Oh, was he a warrior.
Longtime Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, who many believe has ended up in a very different baseball hereafter, hotter perhaps, Berra feuded with Steinbrenner for a very long time, but no one could match Yogi's pitch-perfect personality, whose comic timing was as precise as a 5-3-2 double play. Berra appeared in 21 World Series and won 13 of them. He still holds the record for most World Series hits by a healthy margin. And one-liners? No one will ever break that record. When you come to a fork in the road, right, take it.
Who says Yoo-hoo's just for kids? Yoo-hoo's for anyone who likes a delicious chocolate drink.
Yogi, what's your call on Camels?
That's easy. Camels taste good and smoke mouth.
Not too close. What do you think? I got that insurance?
What insurance is that, Yogi?
The one you really need to have. If you don't have it, that's why you need it.
Eighth grade education, but with a voice that could sell. And a swing that announced itself the very first time Larry Berra stepped up to the plate.
Berra swings, and that one's going to leave the ballpark. Well, what do you know? Larry Berra, they call him Yogi. His very first time at the plate in the major leagues against the A's. And what does he do? He hits a home run.
Yogi Berra, at age 90, passed away on September 22nd, 69 years to the day of his major league debut in 1946. So I guess we can be assured that in his first at-bat in the Hereafter League, it'll be a home run.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.